where do you think it got away from Miles?
The two walks in the same inning, those hurt Miles more than most. And then Vogelbach took a good swing off him. But at the end of the day, a couple homers and the two walks in that same inning, in my opinion.
There were a lot of meetings on the mound there in that inning. It was probably defensive. And what did Dusty kind of go out there to talk to him about? What did you guys see?
No, he went out there, make sure the game plan was what it needed to be. Made a pitch, got hit a long ways. So
earlier this season, when the team was struggling, you said it was a test of, I believe, a toughness. What's this stretch? What is this coming playing right now?
The last several days, we just have a tough time scoring. I mean, I think our starters have actually done a really nice job over the last several weeks. We're having a tough time scoring right now. Usually not the case. I feel like our offense has done a really nice job throughout the course of the year. So is it a tough couple games? Yeah, absolutely. But we got to figure out a way to be better tomorrow.
So you're missing a lot of bats, obviously. But
sure.
What can you do to spark any sort of offense?
At the end of the day, yeah, you're missing Newt and Gorman, but you still got some guys in there that are really good hitters at the top of that lineup. So it's been a little bit of a tough stretch for them over the last couple of days. But, yeah, we just need to figure out a way to get back to scoring some runs. But overall, I think our starters have actually performed okay.
You've got a lot of young guys up, just the nature of where your roster is right now.
Yeah.
The difficulties of these guys who need to perform at this level, but also adjusting to the major level.
Usually you don't get immediate results when that's the case. That's the nature of the big leagues. And you continue to run those guys out there and see what they're capable of doing in hopes of building upon some of the success and going from there. But there's going to be, when you got young guys, there's going to be ups and downs. That's just part of it. Yeah.
Mason, one at bat, you got cutter, fork ball. One bat last night, he got three curveballs. You think at this level they're going to make him show that he can hit those before he gets a fastball?
He'll get attacked a couple different ways, and he's going to have to show several things offensively at this level. It's just there's a lot more advanced scouting, and that's part of being a big leaguer is you got to adapt to the league and show that you're capable of doing a couple different things and find different ways to compete offensively, and he'll have to do that. Yeah, it's no different than anybody else. I mean, you're looking at two guys that have an 800 OPS. Like, that helps the offense. So,
is that just their 800 OPS, or is it the side of the plate that it's coming from?
A little bit of everything there. I mean, you got guys. I mean, Newt just finds ways on base, regardless of if he's facing a righty or lefty. He just does a really nice job of doing that. Gorman with the power, he's a threat there. So, how you line those guys up with Goldie and Nolan on either side of Gorman. I mean, there's several things you can do there from a strategy standpoint, if that's what you're asking. Yeah. Yeah, to a certain extent, but there's still enough guys in that lineup to be able to produce runs.